Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv. Subject Adabul Muta'allimin. Teacher Sheikh Muhammad Ja'far Danish. Lesson number 1.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters ورحمة الله وبركاته. I hope you are safe and sound and ready for these lessons and sessions. I do not maybe deserve to be your instructor on these especially أخلاق or morality. Because I'm in total need to someone who can advise me through these morality things, how to behave, how my conduct should be. So this is not about me, this is about you, and it doesn't need someone to be higher than you or more knowledgeable than you to advise you, as we have had in the history that even some scholars, great scholars, or maybe our imams and prophet would say sometimes to someone lower than themselves, of course, to advise them, to remind them of something. Not remind them, they do know everything, anything, and any time. But they want to be a model to us, to teach us, to have this kind of plan and program, to have someone to start us up and wake us up. Okay, so I'm going to mention some tips before we go to the main tips. Because this is an introductory session, before we get to the text, I wanted to mention some things. So this video is being captured after those videos that we have started the book. These two or three sessions, or one session maybe, is an introductory session, okay? So those tips are, firstly, that some of you may not know Arabic well. I know you, some of you, and we've been in contact for a semester, you know me, some of you, and I know that some of you have a little problem with Arabic. So we are going to mention some Arabic tips about the literature and grammar during the studying and reading the text. The next thing is that you can enrich the statements, the things that are mentioned in the book with stories from your experience, your own experiences. We are going to mention some short stories about Imams, great scholars, and their efforts and things like that, but you can bring in your own experiences and make it yours, okay? Make the lessons yours, and you are gonna have some researches and some sayings of your own in this issue, inshallah. It's only a matter of time. Okay, the next thing is that you can write what you find useful, okay, during our lessons. So you can have a paper and a pen or a pencil and write it down, as the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, says that, peace be upon him's household, says that, قَيِّدُ الْعِلْمَ بِالْكِتَابَ, write knowledge so you can chain it, okay, it will go away. You have to chain it, keep it, okay? The next thing is that we're open to your suggestions as well as your critics, okay? You know me, and we have been in contact. We have a group in WhatsApp, you are in that group already, or if you are not, you can join in. And the next thing is that the translation of this book, Adab al-Muta'allimin, is being provided right now, and I'm working on it somehow. And at the time that you are seeing this video, it may be completed, so you can use it. It's going to help you through the book. You can compare the text, Arabic text, and English, the English one. Okay. There are some other tips. Let's get to the main tips, which are about morality, okay? Firstly, I'm going to say something about the akhlaq classes and the importance of akhlaq classes or akhlaq in Islam. Okay, firstly, I have to say that akhlaq classes are some classes that are traditionally held in Hausa schools once a week on Wednesdays and or every day. So it depends on you, okay? You may find it useful and helpful every day when necessary, okay? Some of us need it every day. Yeah, maybe most of us. And we have to be awake all day, every day. So the importance of akhlaq is very high. As you see that at the era of the Holy Prophet, many Muslims that became Muslim, it wasn't because of the beliefs, the system of belief in Islam. It was rather, firstly, because of the great behavior, the great way of conduct that the Holy Prophet had, the great akhlaq or morality he had. They were attracted by that behavior to the Holy Prophet and Islam, and at the end became Muslim. So, and nowadays in the West, maybe many people get attracted to Islam and Muslims because of their behavior, because they are so neat and clean and friendly and things like that. They become attracted. So, akhlaq is a very important part of Islam. And at that era of the Holy Prophet, that they used to bury their girls and their daughters alive, infant daughters alive. The Holy Prophet showed the highest level of respect towards his daughter, Lady Fatima, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he told them that, for example, boys are gifts from God, as girls are blessings. So they started to change. The Holy Prophet started to change them, the attitude they had. Okay? Or at that time, they used to wage wars on each other, on other tribes, because of nothing, absolutely nothing, because a very, very tiny thing happened between two persons. They would wage wars for years, okay, and the hatred and enmity all around. And at that time, the Holy Prophet showed them how to forgive each other, how to not mention anything about what happened to them, what harms that happened to them from other persons, people. We have a great deal of teachings about forgiveness and even not mentioning, not considering something that happened to us from other people, the harms, okay, and much less than to forgive them. Okay, and you see that many Quranic verses, many Quranic verses are about morality. Where, for example, God Almighty compliments His Holy Prophet as having a very great way of conduct and behavior when He says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنك لعلى خلق عظيم. You have a great behavior, great morality. He wants to encourage us to put and to have our Prophet as a model, as a pattern for behavior, conduct, and morality. So, or when He talks about and when He tells us to have faith in God and in the unity and monotheism, He immediately tells us about being good to our parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Okay, and not to say even an oath to our parents. An oath means, in English we can say, for example, okay, a very tiny thing. If there had existed something tinier and smaller than oof or that would be mentioned in Quran. Okay, so even the tiniest thing that you can imagine, possibly, you better not to say it to your parents. You have to be obedient and respectful at the highest level to your parents. So these are three kinds of connections, as they say, that we have to observe morality in. Our connection with God, our connection with ourselves, regarding ourselves, and our connection with people, interaction with people, that we have haqqun nas in Islam, haqqun nas, the rights of people that has to be observed and not violated. Those are very important that we have. We'll talk about it later. Okay, the second tip is very important. Is very important and crucial, essential, whatever you say. Akhlaq is rather about doing than knowing. Okay? You have to observe it. You have to do it. You have to bring it into action. Because there are so many knowledgeable people who know a lot about ethics and morality in Islam. The teachings that Islam has are Holy Prophet, Quran, Imams, they have said, but when action, in action, they don't observe the smallest teachings sometimes. You say salam to some of them, you hear no answer. Why is that? Why is that? If you tell them what's the decree, what's the ruling of saying salam to each other, he may know that in fiqh is obligatory to answer salam and in morality, but they don't do it. Okay? In their lives. If this is just an example. Okay, so you have to bring it into your action, otherwise it would be useless, worthless. Okay, all the things that you will may lecture about morality. Okay, let me give you an example. I saw some ones that the akhlaq class was held that the students of the Hausa would come to the class and the teacher of Akhlaq for an hour or so would say some things. And I saw that when the students came out, at the end of the class, they were stamping on other students' shoes to harm them. Okay? So, what's the use of this class? When you forget it instantly, immediately, when you don't observe it, why? Why would you come and go to that class? Why would you take time, waste your time? So it's about doing, not knowing, okay? Of course, you have to know to do, but you get the point, agree? Okay? So, the next point is that the roots of morality are in our beliefs. And this is very important. The roots of everything in Islam is in our beliefs. And after all, totally and overally to God, to Allah, to the belief in Allah and His unity in monotheism. And the root of akhlaq is in aqa'id, in our beliefs, in our worldview. And for example, do you consider Him? Do you really believe in Him as being the omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient? So you wouldn't commit a sin in your privacy, in your solitude. So your solitude would be like your presence in public. So you have to ask yourself, right now, do you really believe in that? It's very important. If you don't, if you pray for others to show them, to show off, to show them that you are a good person, a great person, if you behave, if you are a good person just because, or some part of it is because that you want to show others that you are a good person, a good Muslim, that would be a little worthless. Okay. So you have to strengthen your beliefs, your belief in God. Okay, you have to just do it for God. Okay? So do you see that everything is in His hands? Do you see justice, the justice of God? When in misery, when something happens to you or some things happen to you, do you really see the justice of God beyond all of that? You are free to try yourself, to test. God will test you. Okay, rest assured of that. So, think about it, muse over it, and think it through that morality, everything in Islam is rooted in beliefs, in our beliefs. So, inshallah, we'll think about these things, okay? And you ask yourself every time that something is mentioned here, I hope you to ask yourself about that, because we want to make it practical, something useful really in our everyday life, especially akhlaq lessons, which are about what? About doing, not doing, not knowing. It's rather about doing. Okay, thank you, and God may help us through all of this. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv.